Okay, Saints, here we go for a November 2024 update. I'm going to try to make this quick. We have boots on the ground in the United States, Mexico, and Zambia, that is ministers who are serving the Lord, winning people to Jesus, and establishing the body of Christ in the Word of God. We just got an update from Pennsylvania with Brother Tom and Sister Karen Cochran, where two more souls were saved over the weekend. You might recall just a week or two ago, four or five were saved over the weekend there, and there's definitely no way that we can begin to articulate on this short message everything that is going on. You may hear the exhaustion in my voice, and that's a good thing because the Lord is allowing and blessing several of us to be His laborers, and every prayer you pray and every time you give, it goes to fund the furtherance of the gospel in the earth, in the hearts of men. Jesus said, I will build my church. So He's establishing His church, that is His people, upon the kingdom revelation that He is the Messiah. Matthew 16. And remember, we, that's plural, are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 9, and as has been done for many years now, we continue to send out nearly daily, if not daily, the scripture-rich ministry books to the incarcerated. We've got them going out as we have for the last 2 years at least to the J6 prisoners. We just sent a copy of Let America Pray Again and the Born Again book to Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago. We constantly have stories where we see people committing crimes on news pieces, and Sister Karen or Sister Debbie will go and fetch the address and we'll drop books to them right there, because Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Amen. And that's what we're to be doing as we're about the Father's business. Now, we don't save them, but we do reach them with the gospel, the saving gospel of Christ. Amen. So, also, longtime friend and co-laborer in Christ, Sister Dana, who is now in New Jersey, is constantly sending and feeding us the names of incarcerated people that she is ministering to, and those people are actually already saved, so we're mailing them the Authentic Disciple of Jesus book. We also are planning a new Trump cabinet initiative where we're going to try to mail a book, at least the Let America Pray Again book, to every one of his new cabinet members on or after the 20th of January 2025, and your love offerings will really go far to make that happen. But we figured we'd kick it off right away, and so we mailed Trump himself the Born Again book and the Let Us Pray Again book. Amen. So these scripture-rich ministry books are going to be going out as they continue to go, and that's exactly why God had it written. Also, the Jesus track is the number one most downloaded PDF on safeguardyoursoul.com now. What a blessing that is. On the post here, the actual text post here on this message on safeguardyoursoul.com, it's going to be titled November Ministry Update. If you want to search for it in the search box, you're going to see the top 20 countries that the ministry website is reaching into, and a little taste of the hits. We're getting 8,000 to 10,000 visitors, new visitors per day from around the world. The number one, obviously, country is the United States. Number two, Japan. Number three, Ukraine. And you recall, we do have the Google Translate installed on the site, and so we have, I think it's 12 languages now where the site can be read in all of those languages. Okay, so United States, Japan, Ukraine, Honduras, Russia, Cyprus, India, Israel, Canada, Great Britain, Germany, Bulgaria, Spain, etc. The site itself is reaching far and wide, day and night, 24 hours around the clock. Amen. So to date, the podcast has received over 590,000 downloads. So by the time you hear this message, it's probably going to be over 600,000. We're having, I don't know, 5, 10 or more thousand per day now of downloads of the 669 ministry podcasts. They're all full of the Word of God, and a new one drops every morning. So in 2 years now, we've got over or near or at 600,000 downloads. download. So that's a blessing. The good news is that each one of those downloaded podcasts is full of the Word of God. And we know from Isaiah 55:11 that God said His Word never returns back void to those who hear it, but it always accomplishes that which He desires. By the way, on Apple Podcasts, the largest platform, out of 5 stars, we have a 4.9 star rating. What a blessing. All right, another breaking news blessing from Pennsylvania is a man named now Brother Jim was saved recently. He's one of the ones that were saved. Also down in Florida, we have Sister Terry Guadalupe. Numerous people continue to be saved and discipled. I have the privilege of speaking the word to that group every weekend on one of the mornings of the weekend, and it's been a real blessing. You know, we also here in Mexico are seeing great fruit begin to be born and a lot of momentum. We're meeting a lot of Christians lately and have been able to help them in their life with Christ and also in helping them to be equipped and established in the work of the ministry. We're giving them the Jesus track so they can participate in spreading the gospel that way. Recently, I met a young man here named Andrick, and Andrick is presently a Satanist. Yes, and it's got to be the, you know, how many Satanists I have ministered to over the years. No, there's no counting them, but this guy was, he was just like everybody here. He was the nicest person ever. He was probably mid-20s or something, and as soon as I started ministering to him and preaching the gospel, having given him a track, he noticed the name of the track, and it had the name of his arch enemy on it, Jesus Christ, right on the cover. Anyway, I just smiled at him when he told me that he is a Satanist and just kept on ministering. He just listened to every word, and we know the power of the gospel. The Apostle Paul says that he is not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believeth. After that, in the book of Romans, he said, how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. What a blessing. So a Satanist, at least one that we know of, got the word of God. Also, Brother Glenn and his wife and family are constantly street ministering in California. That's been a blessing. And just got a message back from Desi. That's Glenn's lovely wife. And she talked about the Holy Spirit leading them to find a couple of really good sources of free tracts, and that the Jesus tract was one of them, and they are loving it. You guys funded a shipment of the Jesus tract, 1,500 of them, I believe it was, and they have been faithfully passing them out. As one of them, Glenn or his wife, is speaking the word on their microphone and speaker, the other is handing out tracts. What a blessing. And we linked some of the videos of Brother Glenn and Sister Desi here on the post itself on Safeguard. Also, a lady named Ellie in Pennsylvania. More good news from the Cochran family. They minister in a retirement home there, and a lady named Ellie recently. So she was ministered to. One of the ways that the Cochrans are ministering to these beloved elderly people is being there for them and showing them the love of God through themselves and through the gospel. And that is going a long way to lead people to Jesus. In fact, as I said earlier, 5 people got saved in one Sunday about a week or two ago. What a blessing. Also on the post here, the update post on Safeguard, you're going to see pictures of Brother Chabby in Zambia, Africa, and some of the believers there that he is ministering to, holding the Jesus tracts. And then we're working on, as soon as we get the money, to get them a bunch of Bibles. We've done that in the past. It's been a while, and they are in need of Bibles there. Your love offerings will go directly into these ministry engagements that are happening around the world. Amen. We've also linked a Jesus track where you can download it in English or Spanish. What a blessing. So Brother Chabby writes a letter. You'll see that in the update. I'm going to let you read that so we make this message quick. And keep in mind that the ministry work that goes on behind the scenes is just, to say it's large would be an understatement. And thank God for Sister Debbie, who has been so faithful to help edit. She does all the editing on the site. Now, if you see something that's not correct on the site, feel free to email me, and you could probably guess that Sister Debbie hadn't gotten to it yet. info@safeguardyoursoul.com. We'll take all of the grammatical editors we can get in one form or the other. And we have a professional, fantastic audio editor who has been for, I'd say at least a year, been faithfully editing constantly the volumes of the podcasts that go onto the platform and are distributed to all of the major podcast platforms where people find them, Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, etc. That's been a real blessing, and Saints, that all of these things are an opportunity, a kingdom opportunity to supply for the ministry and reaching the masses, as many as we can, with the Word of God. As you know, the podcast editor is someone who works professionally, and we pay him on a regular basis. Also, Brother Daniel, many of you will recall, he's the first guy that got saved here in Mexico after I moved here. I had preached the gospel to him, and then he contacted me a few weeks later, and we got together, and he, with tears, cried out to God in repentance and received Christ. He is just absolutely flourishing, growing in Christ. He's very tech savvy and discovering and using new methods to reach people for Jesus. And we met together at length last week. It was a blessing. Okay, breaking news with Brother Daniel. Just after I had finished recording this update, I got audio messages from Brother Daniel, who was on the streets. He said the Holy Spirit led him, and he went and ministered to numerous people. You could hear the joy in his heart. At length, he told me about this adventure of ministry today, passing out the Jesus track, and all about each person he met. And of course, his native language is Spanish, so he's a weapon in the hands of a holy God. Amen. If I'm not here for any other reason, it's to get these guys up and running, and this is their native language, speaking to their own beautiful Mexican people. To say he was elated would absolutely be an understatement. So Daniel, Brother Daniel, is now out there ministering all of his own accord, him and the Holy Spirit. And remember, Jesus said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." John 15, verse 16. Okay, Brother Daniel also contacted me again, and he tells me that he met a guy today that is a distributor of the Reina Valera, that's the equivalent to the King James Spanish Bible. And that's what we're getting everybody down here started on, to get them started on the right track with the pure Word of God, the King James equivalent, the Reina Valera Spanish Bible. Amen. And then also, Brother Justin from Australia, who's in here in Mexico, beautiful Mexico. And you'll recall that Brother Justin, I was walking down the street. I shouldn't even been walking down the street that day at that time, but God had it planned. And Justin and I met, and immediately we started talking. I started ministering the gospel to him, and he got saved with tears flowing down his face on the streets of this beautiful city, and has been walking with Jesus ever since. He and I have been talking on a regular basis, and he is growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ fabulously, absolutely amazing. We have biblical conversations every time we sit down. It's been a real blessing to see the work of our God, who's working in his people both the will and the do of his good pleasure as we work out our salvation with fear and trembling, Philippians 2, 12 and 13. And that's exactly what we see happening in our brother Justin's life in Christ. One more thing before we close. Recently, we just had our second batch of tracts in Spanish reprinted, the Jesus tract down here in Mexico. What a blessing. And they are being distributed to the receptive people of Mexico on a daily basis. You made that possible, Saints, and everyone who receives a meal, a warm meal, and something to drink is all because of your love offerings. And God loveth a cheerful giver. Amen. Okay, Saints, thanks for listening. We are praying for you and for the fruitfulness of Christ in your life as you abide in Him, growing in grace, nourishing and feeding your heart with the Word of God every day, and walking in His grace, His power through the crucified, raised up, resurrected life filled with the Holy Spirit right where you are. Jesus is coming.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.